Hey, good job, guys. Good job. Mental battles. Mental battles.
Hey, man. Eat some real for life, baby.
Welcome back to the Bad Podcast. Yeah, man.
That excites me. That gets me pumped up. I'm ready to go out and just do a little jab, little run, some jumping jacks. I'm ready.
Yeah, man. Hey, shout out to Shane, man, with that super phenomenal introduction, man. That dude is he's a wizard with what he do, man, for sure. Shane
crushing the game. Dwayne, how you doing, baby?
Bro, I am good. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, my friend. 2023, yes, can you believe it?
23, man. Like, I thought for sure as a kid we'll be in the flying cars and stuff by now.
You know? Don't have a flying car yet?
Not yet, man. Not yet. I'm waiting on Elon to get me straight. Yeah, man.
Oh, good stuff.
Yeah, what's funny? That there was a meme that came out talked about how I think it was 22 was the year that George Jetson was born in the cartoon. Like,
really?
So that's a little creepy, man. Like, so we might be seeing it soon.
Flying cars are in the near future.
Hey, man, I'm here for it, man.
I love it.
Yes. Speaking of flying high and breaking some barriers and doing some things, man, we got a cool topic, man, to talk about to kick off the new year, man. And I'm gonna let you just kind of start it out, man, just kind of talk about it, and we're gonna flow with this thing.
Yeah, cool. So speaking of the Jetsons, I like that. Man, I like that start, man. I think a lot of times, you know, when we start thinking about flying cars, that's next level. But I like whenever I travel, I like to think about the travel. And I like to relate the travel to any journey that we're on in life. Right. And I think a lot of times our society, our travelers of the world, I think we're placing too much focus on reward. I think we're placing too much focus on destination goals. Mm. And I don't think we're really focusing enough on the process. I don't think we're falling in love with the process, as Gary Vee would say. Mm-hmm. I don't think that we're not worried enough about the mile markers, Dwayne. And you know, when you travel, you can sort of break down your travels into three levels. You can look at the destination, you know. Yep. That's obviously the pinnacle, right? That's the ultimate goal. You're trying to reach your destination. All right. But before that is your milestones. All right. And with your milestones, that's your state lines. Okay. Mm. And you know, I'm from Western New York. We hit that Pennsylvania line and we're all excited. We're giddy, you know, that one state down, we got 100 to go to get to Florida or wherever we're headed. Right. And right. PA, first one down. And it's kind of a reboost in your energy. It's kind of, you know, it's a reminder that, hey, we're headed somewhere. It's just a reboost in that energy level. And then you hit West Virginia and then it's exciting again. And then you hit Virginia and it's exciting again. And every milestone, every state line that you hit, you recreate that excitement level, right? But along the way, from start to finish, you have these mile markers. Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. These mile markers. And I call these micro wins. These are your small wins from start to finish. All right. Micro wins from start to finish. You have your mile markers. There's no flash. There's no glam with these mile markers. They're just kind of there, and they're in abundance, right? They're, I mean, hundreds of thousands probably from New York State to Florida. And, you know, with these mile markers, like I said, they're not colorful. They're not really meaningful. They lack in stature. They lack in flash. They lack in glamour.
You'll miss them if you ain't paying attention.
Oh, exactly. That's exactly what I'm saying. Wait, you'll miss these things. But these mile markers, these micro wins are the necessary tasks, the necessary habits that you instill in your life to get you to those milestones, to get you to those rewards, to get you to those final destinations. You know what I'm saying?
Sure, man. No, that's so legit, man. And like you said, there's nothing like flashy about it. I think about the time we drove down to Florida. You talk about hit that Florida mile marker. We were going to, you know, Orlando, and you get excited at the Florida line. Yeah. But as long as Florida is, man, you're like, where's Orlando?
right. Yeah.
But it's because we're focusing on the bigger thing, man, and not appreciating, you know, the minor steps or the micro wins, mm-hmm. you know, on the way, man. So that's really good, brother. I like that. So how does that apply? Like, you know, we kind of got an overview, man. Let's kind of dig a little deeper, man, and how we can apply that.
Yeah. So I'm going to apply it to fitness because that's sort of what we're talking about here. Right.
I said, we're fitness guys. That's what we're doing.
Fitness guys, baby. So I think a lot of times with fitness, all you have to do, or not all you have to do, but one of the biggest things that you have to do is you have to start your day on a positive note. And one of those things is, hey, man, get out of bed at a decent hour, right? And that's a victory. That's a small win. It's putting your 2 feet on the ground, getting yourself out of bed, getting some air in your lungs. All right. It might be a gallon of water a day. You know, these micro wins, they add up and they lead you to these bigger milestones. You know, and I think too, Dwayne, when you talk about these micro wins, when you talk about these mile markers in any journey of life, the reason that you have to place so much enthusiasm on these things is because, you know, when you have a big victory, when you have a big win in life, there's a lot of space from that win until your next win, right? I mean, I did my Ironman in September. I have no idea when my next big win is going to happen. I have no idea. I haven't signed up for any marathons or any physique shows or any colossal masterpiece that I'm working towards. So right now, I'm trying to add up those small wins. Am I able to still get out of bed at 3:37 in the morning? Am I able to put 2 feet on the ground? Am I able to get my gallon of water in today? One of my things is I'm trying to read 10 pages out of a growth book. All right. And the more micro wins we can get in a day, the more we are going to advance up that mountain of success and lead us to the pinnacles of whatever we're chasing and pursuing in life.
Yeah, no, totally agree, man. And that's, you know, the really cool thing about that is, you know, the big wins, you know, it, like you said, they're far in between. Like there's a lot that goes into, you know, getting to that big win. And even, you know, with this being a new year, a lot of people have big win goals. Like a lot of people have like these big major, I want to lose 100 pounds or I want to do this. But it starts with that gallon of water, man. Yeah. It starts with, you know, meal prepping. It starts with, you know, getting out of bed. It starts with going for a walk. It starts with putting your shoes on, bro. Like you got to break it all the way down to the 100%. Point where, you know, it's micro. Like I had a friend of mine that, you know, was inspired by seeing my journey, and they weren't in E2M, but it was like, you know, I'm interested in trying to get, you know, fit. I need to figure it out. I said, the first thing you need to do is pack your gym bag, you know, when you, that's step one, pack your gym bag, you know what I mean? And drive to the gym, you know, pull it. Cause even if you don't get out the first couple of times, you got to take those baby steps, man. Sure. And that's super important, man. When you're looking at this and approaching this journey.
Mm-hmm. Dwayne, do you pack your gym bag the night before or do you do it the morning of?
I do it the night before, man.
Got it, right? You have to. That's a micro win. That's
it,
you
know, is.
For you and me, that's second nature, because what we have done is we at some point in our lives, we made that one of those mile markers. We made that one of those have to do daily tasks that, hey, I checked that off my list. It's 8 o'clock at night. I'm done with packing my bag. I can go to bed now, or I can, you know, go read a book or whatever. But that's one of those micro wins that we're talking about. Exactly. Right. And now it's habit. It's a part of you. It's instilled deep into your bones. And it's going to happen every single night before you go to bed.
Yeah, man. Yeah, no, it's part of it. I pack my bag. I also lay out my clothes. You know, I got a little corner of the dresser that I put my pants and my short, my pants and my shirt and my socks. I got a spot, man. I just do it, man. Yep. And it just, like you said, it's a micro win. And I think about that viral video, man, of I think it was a guy in the service. He talked about making your bed. Like, you know, that being like your, knocking out that first accomplishment, you know. Now that's an area I struggle in because usually my wife is still in it when I'm right, getting up. There's not much making, you know, right, but yeah. But you know, just those small wins, man, yeah. capturing the day, you know, yeah. as soon as you can.
Yeah. And when you do those kind of things, you make your bed, when you you pack your gym bag, when you drink your gallon of water or whatever your daily tasks are, they start to create that momentum. They start to create that energetic vibe. You know, you have one win, boom, that's going to get you into your next one. Boom, that's going to get you into your next one. Boom. And then all of a sudden you got yourself a win streak. You're starting to win each day. You're starting to win 4, 5, 6, 7 days out of the week, you know, and that's, you know, you talk about that person that wants to lose 100 pounds. You set that massive goal at 100 pounds, but you can't achieve that overnight.
No,
you can't achieve 100 pounds overnight. So what do? You pack your gym bag, you go to the gym, or you embark in a fitness plan that's in your basement. You know, you drink your water, you eat your vegetables. Micro wins will lead you to that apex of whatever journey that you are on.
For sure, man. For sure. Yeah. That totally agree. I love it, man. And I think this is a strong message going into the new year, man, just because, you know, a lot of people are seeing it from, you know, the big picture, which I'm a big picture guy, but there's a whole lot of small things that you do in between, you know, the start to getting to that point, man. And I actually, it's funny because I'm my mind automatically goes to, you know, one of my goals is to get those 100-pound dumbbells, be able to do them, you know, two sets of 15 in the bench press.
I'm watching you.
Yeah, man. So that's one of my goals. But, you know, a micro of that is getting my feet set right. A micro of that is making sure my form is right. A micro of that is doing the warm-up reps, you know, and winning in all those little areas, man, before I get to that big goal, man. So that's one way I'm applying it, you know, even because you can apply it in so many different aspects of your life, 100%. You know, so many different parts, even on the corporate side, man, you can you can do it on that side as well, man. So I think it's going to be super helpful for folks.
Yeah. Well, you know, I could go on and on and on about this topic because I'm very passionate about watching people, you know, advance through life and really excel in life. Like I'm watching your journey, Dwayne, and I'm extremely proud of, you know, where you were when you first started with E2M and you know, where you got to and where you are today. Like it's so exciting to watch and it's awesome. And, you know, a lot of people that are listening to this podcast, you know, we live in a land of opportunity. And a lot of people aren't being as grateful as they should be with these opportunities. Every day, you know, every day is the first day of the rest of your life. Yep. And, you know, you start that day on a positive note. You start that day with some enthusiasm. You start to create that winning mentality. It's going to take you to a lot of places in life. But it all starts with those micro wins, those mile markers that we're talking about.
Yeah, no, that's legit, man. That's so true, bro. And like you said, we can go back and forth, man, because I think about, you know, how we shout out a lot of people in the E2M fam, you know, like the Eddies and the Shaunas and, you know, E2Mers know who we're talking about. Outsiders might not, but these are just folks, man, that you know, came in at a certain level and took, you know, steps every day, showed up every day to get to some amazing, phenomenal results, man. I mean, just look at the journey. I mean, you talk about mine, but there's thousands of people in E2M that are doing the exact same thing, man. So it's a beautiful thing to watch.
Yeah, it really is, you know. And just like I was talking about you, Eddie and I started about the same time as far as when I started working for E2M, and Eddie started his first round with E2M. So I've firsthand got to watch Eddie take his life from wherever he was to wherever he is now. And it's just been extremely fun. And Eddie's a guy that I'm extremely proud of because I've watched every step of his journey and he's used these micro wins to take him to the grander destinations of life. And I think a lot of people in this world and whoever is listening to this podcast have to start appreciating those small mile markers along that journey. And if you do appreciate those things, it's going to take you to the milestones. It's going to take you to the pinnacle of your journey.
Yeah, no, legit, man. So I know we getting ready to start landing the plane. And want to make sure you get all your points out because you're the points guy, man. But before we get into that, man, I want to shout out brother Paul, man. Paul has been listening to the podcast. Yeah, man. He's been shouting us out and tagging us, man. So big shout out to that brother. Yeah. I appreciate you spreading the word, man. So yeah, before I hit my little close, because there's a couple things that I want you guys to do for us in this podcast. We'll talk about that when make sure Brad got everything he need out, but I want to make sure that I mention that before we head out to the end.
Yeah. I don't have a whole lot, Dwayne, but I do have this to say. Shout out to the Jetsons. Shout out to those flying cars that we're going to be rolling on here pretty soon. Shout out to Paul, man. Paul, keep crushing it, baby. And, you know, make 2023 your year by starting today with a micro win.
Yes, sir. I love it. All right, fam. So this is what we need y'all to do, man. First of all, we need y'all to make sure you subscribe to the podcast. Make sure you leave a comment and give us some feedback. I read every single comment. Give us some feedback. Let us know what you like. And we're going to shout some folks out that give comments and give drop names. And we're going to have giveaways and all of that fun stuff coming up for the new year. Super excited about it. Also, make sure you on your favorite podcast catcher, whatever that is, make sure you leave a review. 5 stars, of course, and make sure you mention the Bad Podcast. I mean, we have a lot of good podcasts on our network, but make sure you mention the Bad Podcast in your review. And all of those things are going to help us out, man, because we want to continue to bring you really good content and make sure that we bring some value going into the new year. Really excited about the latter of the year, man. We're going to bring some stuff that we can't even mention yet. That's going to just change the whole dynamic of this podcast, man. So super excited, man. Thank you guys for tuning in to the Bad Podcast. Tell a friend, tell a family member, tell them to subscribe. Till next time, you guys. We out of here. I'm going to cut it because my mouse got stuck. All right, here we go.